Okay, so this is a big rusty water tank. It's a remnant of the burned out barracks at Fort Seward, which burnt back in like the early 80s. And so that's why it's so rusty. You've been sitting out in the rain ever since then. What you're starting to see form up here is a seascape on the side of this water tank. Near the bottom, there's starfish and an octopus and stuff that you would find near the bottom of the ocean. And then as you move up the tank, which will be standing vertically when it's finished, there'll be some salmon or some other fish. And then up near the top, there'll be a few things that you would expect to see on the surface of the water. I don't want to let all my secrets out yet until it's done. It has some moving parts, and if you step over to here, you will see, or in this case, you'll hear the sound maybe of this crank being turned. And when you turn the crank about 10 times, there's a shaft that comes out of the top of the tank, which rotates. What I've done is I've put the gears on of an old cement mixer inside the tank. And then, I guess I'll let my secret out of the bag at the top. When you turn the crank, revolving around near the top of the water column is going to be a whale on one side and a guy in a little skiff, little motorboat going around. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, a little hard on the elbows, but it's something I enjoy. It's, I enjoy making things. In my earlier career, I was a shipwright, so I had experience with metal and wood and fiberglass, and it's been kind of one of my goals from early on in life to live kind of a little bit of a self-sufficient lifestyle. And so out of that, I've become somewhat of a do-it-yourselfer, maybe not necessarily a do-it-right. Sometimes it's a do-it-twice, but nonetheless, it's something I enjoy. And so this was an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time, working on something that I enjoy, and hopefully, the community will be able to enjoy it for years to come. So, you can see kind of things are going around there. It takes 10 cranks of the crank for the shaft that goes around the top of the tank to rotate once. I just like the kinetic art, I guess you could call it. I've got an attraction. It's, for one thing, it's interactive. It's something that they can not only look at but actually walk up to and operate. And I think that there's something to be said for that. So, yeah. So inside the shop here, I'll show you some of the other things that will be connected to the outside of the tank. Here we have some salmon that have been hammered out of plate steel and some starfish. There's going to be about 10 different sizes and shapes of starfish. Here we have a guy that in the skiff that will revolve around the top of the tank. And you can see I still have to make the outboard motor for him. And it's always rewarding, after a day of hammering, to have something that you can, to show for it.